It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Who loves you the most in the world? Mommy. Who would take a bullet for you? Mommy. Who's there taking care of you when you're sick at night, when you scrape your knees, when you're growing up and you need direction or a place to come home to? Mommy. But that, according to prosecutors, was not the case for a little 7-year-old girl, Olivia Gant. This little girl seemingly had lived through so many serious health ailments, surgeries, all sorts of invasive procedures. All the while, Mommy stood by taking care of Olivia. Or did she? Now, Olivia is dead.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
It was a sad but heartwarming tale. Little Olivia Gant emerging from a limousine as Bat Princess 2 years ago.
She said, "I want to battle with Batman. We're going to battle Ursula, and we're going to battle Captain Hook and save Belle and Ariel."
The mother described it as a wish come true for a child with a terminal illness. Olivia, fighting alongside her hero, Batman, attacked their foes. A GoFundMe page set up by the mom claimed Olivia had a degenerative disease that attacks the vital organs.
Ariel, do you know what? Another princess is in trouble. It's Belle.
Olivia was reported to have been placed in hospice care and died in 2017.
Little Olivia, now dead, mother fought the fight, bringing her daughter to the emergency room starting at age 2, when the little girl started having trouble eating. Since that time, this little girl has been in and out and in and out of the hospital. Then she dies in hospice. But now, a disturbing turn in the story. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us. Listen to our friends at CBS 4 Denver.
The Make-A-Wish Foundation made this little girl's biggest dream come true because it thought she was dying. But it turns out Olivia Gant might not have been sick at all. Her mother told everyone Olivia had an incurable and untreatable disease. But now, investigators say Kelly Turner made it all up.
She is charged with murder. According to court documents, Olivia was first treated in Colorado back in 2013. In 2015, her mom started a GoFundMe page asking for donations. In February of 2017, the Make-A-Wish Foundation granted Olivia's wish. That August, she passed away. More than a year later, the investigation into Kelly Turner began. Olivia's body was even exhumed.
At the first ER visit, a doctor thought the little girl appeared to be growing normally. But the very next year, in less than 12 months, another surgeon at the very same hospital removed this little girl's part of her intestine and inserted a feeding tube into what we now know was a healthy child. Very quickly, her mother, Kelly Turner, was presenting her daughter as a dying child with a list of various ailments and diseases, and a list that we call a bucket list, a list of wishes. The mom seeking massive donations to help fulfill her dreams, catching a bad guy with cops, being a firefighter. The Make-A-Wish Foundation even threw a, quote, Bat Princess costume party at a fancy hotel that cost over $11,000. Joining me, an all-star panel, Karen Smith, forensic expert, founder of Bare Bones Consulting, Jeff Cortese, former special agent with the FBI. You can find him at jeffcortese.com. Sharon Lyko joining me, Denver lawyer. Also with me, a very special guest who actually helped some of this little girl's dreams, the 7-year-old little Olivia, now dead, come true. You may not believe it, because on TV, he appears to be a gruff Denver bail bondsman who appeared on Dog the Bounty Hunter. But this guy, Bobby Brown, actually spent his time and his money to make this little girl's wish come true. But first, to CrimeOnline.com investigative reporter Levi Page. Levi, how many times did this 7-year-old healthy little girl get sent to the hospital?
Too many times to count, Nancy. And her mother, Kelly Turner, claimed that she had a disease that attacked the organs, the digestive system, claimed that she suffered from seizures. A doctor that examined her said there's no sign that she suffers from seizure, told her to quit giving her anti-seizure medication. Her mother refused. She also claimed that Olivia had buildup of fluid in her cavities in the brain. That turned out not to be true. And this little girl sadly died as a result of all of this. Her mother said she could not eat, she could not drink, so they put her on a feeding tube. The doctor said she's not going to be able to survive just on IV nutrients. So her mother said, take her off. They took her to hospice, and her mother gave medical employees strict orders not to resuscitate her, and she died.
I just can't get over it. Just standing there at your daughter's bedside and watching her starve to death. Karen Smith, forensic expert. I hope that hospice is tricked out with surveillance video to get all this on camera. You know, last night I made Swedish meatballs in the crock pot. I asked the twins, did they want mashed potatoes or pasta? They picked pasta. My daughter, and she's just 11, Karen, all these little girls at her school, they eat nothing but lettuce. Yeah, at that age. Yes, Karen, I know. She's just 11, I know, and I call those little girls the lettuce bunch,
really?
A bunch of carrots. But yes, that's what I call them, to Lucy, not to anybody else. But every day, first thing they get in the car, I say, what was for lunch, to make sure Lucy ate, to make sure she didn't have lettuce like her other skinny friends. So long story short, I stand by them and make sure they eat. This mom, I don't have a problem with John David. You know, I have to hide the candy from him. But this mom stood by, and Levi, didn't you just say she ordered them not to give her daughter any life-sustaining nutrients, just let her die?
Correct.
Oh, dear Lord in heaven. I mean, Karen Smith, how are you going to prove that?
Well, listen, they're going to have to go back to these medical records. It's going to take some digging. Here's what I don't understand. The death certificate is listed, this little girl's death is undetermined, and yet the mother is being charged with homicide. So first of all, they're going to need to get that changed immediately. Change the death certificate to manner of death, homicide. The cause of death, you know, I don't know if what they can list as far as organ failure or these intestinal problems that were listed. But the doctors that were treating this little Olivia are going to have to be questioned. The medical records are going to have to be gone through with a fine-tooth comb, and they're going to have to find out when she started bringing the daughter to the doctors. She was doctor shopping. They moved from Texas to Colorado. This is typical in these cases. So doctor shopping, who was treating her when, what were they treating her for, how was her health before, how did it decline? All of those things are going to come into play. And the first thing they have to do is change that death certificate.
The mom faking the illness for money is one thing, but letting the daughter die is something altogether different. With me, a special guest, Bobby Brown, Denver bail bondsman, who actually helped the Olivia Gant family trying to make poor little Olivia's dreams come true. I want you to take a listen to our friend Karen Morfitt at CBS 4 Denver.
You could give me all the money in the world and I'll give it back to you to be able to watch this again.
They're hollow words now, as investigators believe Turner's motivation was both attention and money. Multiple GoFundMe accounts show she collected thousands of dollars from good people, even refusing to pay local businesses simply wanting to help, including the cemetery where her daughter is now laid to rest.
What has happened to us pales in comparison to what's happened to Olivia. So it's certainly not about us. It's all about Olivia, and we hope that justice can be served.
Now, Make-A-Wish, again, was among those who helped make that bucket list happen. They released a statement that, in part, says they are disturbed by the allegations and that their procedures for granting a wish requires a referral from the child's medical team. Now, Make-A-Wish goes on to say that as they seek to learn more about the circumstances surrounding Olivia's death, that they hope that granting her wish brought some joy to her tragic life.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Dear Bobby Brown, my name is Kelly, and I am a mother of three beautiful girls. Hannah is 12, Sam is 4, and Olivia is 2. Sam was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma over a year ago, and we've been battling ever since. My youngest, Olivia, has an inoperable brain tumor and a vascular malformation of the brain, as well as several other neurological issues. Hannah, my oldest, is a huge fan of yours, as well as Dog. As the older sister, Hannah has had to give up a lot because most of my time back home is spent driving to the hospital 4 days a week for Sam's chemo and radiation, and 4 days a week taking Olivia to therapy, doctor's appointments, and school. Through the last 2 years, things have been extremely rough, but Hannah never complains. She never gets mad when I say we can't do that, or we don't have the money this month, or when we have to cancel plans because I have ended up in the hospital with either Sam or Olivia.
I know that it would mean the absolute world to Hannah if we could just come by and meet Bobby Brown. Well, Kelly, I honestly think we can do a lot better than that.
You are hearing the voice of not only Bobby Brown, who is with us exclusively today, but you are hearing Olivia Gant, this little girl now dead, thanks to her mother, according to prosecutors. You are hearing Kelly Turner's voice as she's voicing for us in this video what she begs Bobby Brown to do. Now, Denver bail bondsman, famed bail bondsman, who appears all the time on Dog the Bounty Hunter, actually reached into his pocket and spent his time trying to help this little girl and make her wishes come true. Bobby Brown, number one, I am so knocked out by your love and your generosity toward this beautiful little girl. And I'm also sorry you got ripped off to the tune of thousands, but I'm more sorry to find out what's happened to this little girl, Olivia Gant. Bobby, how did you meet the mother, Kelly Turner, and the little girl, Olivia?
It was a simple meeting. I received an email and notification from the mom, Kelly, and she explained about that she had. And I was under the impression in the beginning that at least two of the three daughters may have a terminal disease. And gosh, it just sounded like a horrible thing. But Kelly was extremely, because what had happened is that I got the email. So we had numbers to go back and forth to each other. So I said, well, I'll give her a call. And I'll be honest, I get tons and tons and tons of stuff because I volunteer to do cold cases. And, you can't do it all. But this case really, really touched me by the way that Kelly presented it. And I mean, the mom, she had, you would think that she was a doctor from Boston College or somewhere, that she had all of these medical terms and explained to me about the disease that Olivia had, and And the fact that Hannah, her oldest daughter, was a huge fan of Dog the Bounty Hunter and me. I'm the Ed McMahon of Dog the Bounty Hunter. I sit beside there. But I was able to get with Kelly and make arrangements for the mom with Kelly. And the three girls, through a friend of mine here in Colorado Springs, I reached out to a couple of buddies to see if they would be interested in helping this little girl. It was Christmas time, and this family that was suffering from this horrific, you look at these little girls, there's three girls, and they look like Shirley Temple. And that was the key where they nailed me was when I got to meet them and see them. I was hooked, and I did it from my heart. I don't know how many times during this entire time that we filmed this, and it was all filmed on video because we were doing an episode of something I was working on. So everything I'm telling you is all on video, and I'm sure that it will help law enforcement. Because there's a lot of interview with Kelly and I and how she described all of this. And, and you'll see pictures of me with these girls at an arcade having a great time.
Bobby, I have watched the video in full. Our friend, your friend and mine, Alan Duke, sent it to me and I watched it in full. If it weren't for him, I wouldn't have known that you were one of the people that got fleeced to the tune of thousands. We are talking to the Bobby Brown, the star on Dog the Bounty Hunter, who opened up his wallet and spent his time and his love to help this 7-year-old little girl, Olivia Gant, now dead, thanks to Mommy, who apparently suffers from Munchausen by proxy, a condition where an adult invents medical conditions for their child so they, the parent, can get all the attention, the sympathy, the love, the admiration, and in Kelly Turner's case, the money, thousands and thousands of dollars. But in this case, it wasn't just fraud and a ripoff. It ends in the little girl's death, where Mommy stands by the bed like a ghost, like a ghoul, and orders doctors not to put her on feeding, on nutrients, on food intravenously to let her die. That's what's being alleged. You can look at Bobby Brown's video at crimeonline.com. I've watched it so many times because I was looking at the little girl. Take a listen to this.
To see the excitement on her face, I knew that whatever we were going to do from that minute forward was going to be perfect.
When they came to put microphones on, I was like thinking like maybe we're going to be filmed or something. And then when I came down and saw Bobby Brown, I was just like all excited and overwhelmed because I never thought I'd meet him. Going to his office was really cool because I've like seen it on TV and I never thought I'd get to go in it.
He loves people. The reason that I'm not in this picture is because I took the picture, and that's why these are really cool pictures, because nobody else has them.
He showed me a lot of cool stuff.
Tells us that they missed court, okay? So immediately then, we know, and then we call right here.
Since Hannah gives up much of her time for her sisters, I wanted to do something special just for her. I read Hannah the letter her mom sent, and then had a present waiting in my office.
He gave me some of the pictures that he took, like no one else has them. I'm excited to find out what else is coming. I don't know what to expect. I didn't expect that, and it happened.
You can see this video at crimeonline.com, where you see Bobby Brown trying to make this little girl, Olivia Gant's, wishes come true. And the mother, Kelly Turner, hovering around, all smiles for the camera. But prosecutors say she is the one that caused her own daughter's death, insisting her little girl in her hospice care and then pushing doctors to stop feeding her till she dies. Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
In my thought process, no 12-year-old would ever think, my sister needs her diaper changed and my mom's sick, so I'll just do it. My three girls are my heroes, and she's one of my biggest. I couldn't have done this trip without her. That's for sure.
You know, it's compelling to me to try to do something special for her. And what a time of year to do it. Nobody knew that there was one big surprise left. We had arranged for the real Santa from the North Pole to be here at the hotel.
Oh, it's so very nice to see you. How are you?
All of a sudden, they see the real Santa Claus, and it was just an amazing moment.
Say hi, Santa. Mm-hmm.
See.
Here, hey, yeah. Uncle Bobby, you see what
Let's
I did?
See what you did.
What? Mama, you know what I did?
What did you get?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's just breaking my heart. You are hearing the TV star of Dog the Bounty Hunter, Bobby Brown, a Denver Bell bondsman, who got a letter from this little girl's mom, the little girl, 7-year-old Olivia, the mother, Kelly Turner, asking to make Olivia's dreams come true by, I guess, getting a signed photo. But Bobby Brown, the TV star, goes out of his way and he flies the family to him. And you were just hearing where who? A child's wildest dreams would show up, but Santa. And it's making me think of my children and how thrilled they are on Christmas morning and how much planning and preparation Santa goes through just for that one moment of joy. And then Bobby Brown arranges out of the blue to have Santa Claus flown in from the North Pole to surprise these girls, including Olivia. Olivia is dead. Olivia again, just 7 years old, whose bucket list of wishes just breaks your heart. But a grand jury in the last days said this little girl did not die from a disease. Instead, she died of murder by her mother. Another thing I don't understand is when this mom insists that her daughter go into hospice care where she dies, the doctors didn't say, hey, wait. They just go along with her desire to stop feeding her own child. With me, Bobby Brown, who shelled out thousands to make the little girl's wishes come true at the behest of her mother, now called a murderer. Sharon Lyko, Denver lawyer, Jeff Cortese, FBI, Karen Smith, forensic expert, and CrimeOnline.com investigative reporter, where you can read this and all other breaking crime and justice news, Levi Page. To Sharon Lyko, Denver lawyer, Sharon, what does it mean that this little girl did not die of any intestinal failure? She has been exhumed, and doctors are trying to figure out why she really died. Why did the doctors at the hospital go along with the mother's plan?
That's a great question. Supposedly, somebody who has Munchausen by proxy is really adept at understanding and speaking medical language and persuading the medical personnel that their child is sick.
Hold on, Sharon Lyko. I want to follow up on something you just said. Sharon Lyko, a renowned lawyer in the Denver jurisdiction, just said these, typically their mothers, which is bizarre because that's the person you think is going to love you the most, that have this Munchausen by proxy. Sharon Lyko just says the moms know all the medical language. Bobby Brown, TV star on Dog the Bounty Hunter, you just said the mom talked like she was a doctor from Boston College. Explain what you mean by that.
And she explained how... she went into details about how, you know, the eating disorder, about her head was, you know, not the right size. And you know, in all honesty, I look and I swear, I bet I could not tell you how many times, and I'm not ashamed to say it, that I've tried listening to that video, watching that video, and looking at Kelly Turner, knowing that I'm pouring my heart out, and I don't regret one second of it, not one, but knowing that that woman was doing this on purpose, and she had plans that apparently she, because she was already saying that the oldest daughter, that she was having issues, so that, you know, it is absolutely sickening that when I look at this, and she tells me, and she cries, and real tears are coming out of the mom's eye about how I did all of this, and what a wonderful thing, and, you know, I guess the only thing that gives me a little bit of consolation is the fact that there were other TV stations. That, I mean, this thing kind of that went around internationally. I mean, it just this poor little girl and her bucket list. And but you know, I just want to say one thing real quick, and that is that one thing that bothers me tremendously, and you all just touched on it and gave some good reasoning, but for they Medicare shelled out $538,000 on little Olivia, and it absolutely, and I understand that the people that have one that are into the Munchausen and that they really they learn the technology and vocabulary, but I don't know how you could, and there were 11 other doctors that looked at examined her after the autopsy, or after she had been exhumed and they did an independent autopsy, and they still didn't find anything wrong with her. So my question is, who did all of these surgeries to the little girl? Who prescribed her all of this medication? And who helped precipitate, who helped Kelly carry out this bizarre, macabre plan that she had? And, you know, and they can call it a disease. I call it a disease of money, and that it was greed that she wanted. And this was her method that, hey, I'll pawn this little girl. And it absolutely infuriates me, and I'll let somebody else talk.
It's awful.
It's terrible.
This little 7-year-old girl was told she didn't have long to live. So her mother helped her then 6-year-old girl make a, quote, bucket list. The little girl was using a wheelchair and a feeding tube, but her mother, Kelly Turner, said she was a, quote, fighter. And her last wishes, the little girl wrote a bucket list with a Sharpie on a lime green poster board, be a fireman, feed sharks, catch a bad guy with the police. In the months before this little girl died, the Denver Police Department, the local fire department, made her wishes come true. Make a wish. They were a surprise. And on GoFundMe, Mommy raised over $20,000 for medical treatment, claiming Olivia was fighting a rare, incurable ailment. And after years of ordering invasive surgeries and countless hospital stays, the little girl's pain came to an end, with Mommy standing by. Sharon Lyko, what about all these doctors that went along with Mommy?
So that's my question. I mean, obviously the mother is sick. To what extent, I don't know. Whether the Munchausen actually clouds their judgment, whether she really believed that the kid was sick, or she's intentionally, with premeditation, deciding to make her kid sick and ultimately die for the attention. I don't know.
Comes to premeditation, Sharon, I mean, this was done over a long period of time. She raised thousands and thousands of dollars. There were multiple invasive surgeries, even removing part of the girl's intestine and more. I mean, that is clear premeditation. Premeditation can be formed in an instant.
Sure, I agree with that, but whether the premeditation was actually conscious or it was a result of the disease, the mental illness that she has, I think is what's going to be pivotal in the sentence that she receives, whether she receives life or death, or whether she's adjudicated as mentally impaired and ends up in a mental hospital.
Munchausen, by proxy, though, does not rise in any way to legal insanity. For legal insanity, you have to know, under the old McNaughton rule, brought over from Great Britain in our common law, You have to not know what you're doing is wrong at the time of the incident. Not whether you're competent to stand trial, but at the time you did it, you didn't know it was right or wrong. And clearly, she lied for years and covered her tracks. In fact, she was such a good lawyer to you, Jeff Cortese, a former special agent with the FBI at jeffcortese.com. How would you go about working up this case, Cortese? And I'm not letting the doctors off the hook. She may be the devil, but they were Beelzebub in letting this little girl die, Jeff.
Candidly, I feel like Kelly's ability to speak the language of the various illnesses that her daughter allegedly had was born out of necessity. Fraudsters need to be able to speak the language and understand the triggers of their audience in order to be successful. And she seemed to have done that very well. You know, ultimately, I think, people want to see the best in each other, especially against claims of a dying child. But, you know, that large outstanding question remains as it relates to the doctors. How did this go on so long? You know, it wasn't as if Kelly was claiming her daughter had an unknown disease, right? She was claiming specific diseases. So specific diseases against medical testing, which said she didn't have the disease, would be a huge red flag. If it was an instance where she was claiming unknown disease, we don't know what the problem is, and the doctors say, yeah, we've spent years looking into this and found nothing, that's a different approach or a different level of culpability, degree of responsibility the doctors might have. If you're claiming publicly a specific disease and the doctors are saying, wait a minute, this kid does not have that disease, and they don't raise their hand, law enforcement's red flags are going to be going way up.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
7-year-old Olivia Gant's story was as touching as it was tragic. People were told she was suffering from a terminal illness. In the months before she died in 2017, she made a bucket list, including catch a bad guy with police. So the Make-A-Wish Foundation and the Denver police made her Batwoman for a day.
Do you know what? Another princess is in trouble. It's Belle.
CBS affiliate KCNC's reporter Dylan Thomas covered the story.
When we saw her, she was energetic, a little shy, but soft-spoken at the same time, determined to do the task at hand, which was taking down other bad villains.
Now it turns out her mother, Kelly Renee Turner, might be the villain. She has been indicted by a Colorado grand jury on 2 counts of murdering her daughter and multiple counts of fraud for stealing $500,000 from Medicaid, as well as $22,000 in a GoFundMe page for Olivia.
And that is just the tip of the iceberg. You're hearing our friend Barry Peterson at CBS News. Wow. Forget about the money for a moment. What about the little girl? She's dead. With me, Levi Page, CrimeOnline.com, Karen Smith, Bare Bones Consulting, Jeff Cortese, former special agent, FBI, Sharon Lyko, renowned Denver attorney, to Bobby Brown, TV star on Dog the Bounty Hunter, who spent thousands of dollars trying to make the little girl's wishes come true. Weigh in, Bobby Brown.
So I'd like to hit on something that just came up a minute ago. About her going to hospice, I was a homicide detective, and I was in charge of our homicide bureau. And one thing that I can't put my arms around, you know, and it's not like it's I'm on a guilt trip about, gosh, if I would have only known this little girl could still be alive. Sure, I would give anything if that would be if that would have happened. However, when they put her, she was placed in hospice. I mean, you don't just drag somebody up to a hospice and say, here you are. Hospice, we all realize, regretfully, both of my parents died in a hospice, that when you go to hospice, you don't come out. So when Kelly had arrangements through whomever to get Olivia into hospice, Kelly knew, absolutely. She wasn't going to get any better. Had she lost weight? Had all these things happened? Why did she go to hospice and knowing that when you go in, you don't come out? So she knew that was going to be the end of Olivia. And there's a lot of, she can claim PTSD. She can claim a lot of things. But she did a lot of things with a lot of thought for a lot of time.
You know what, Bobby Brown? You just gave the perfect closing argument for the state. This is what we know. In the last days, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office has announced that Mommy Kelly Turner, 41 years old, is charged with first-degree murder, fraud, and theft for allegedly inventing her daughter's illnesses for years before finally leaving her to die. It's a 13-count indictment. This little girl dies at age 7. And before that, Mommy put her in hospice, insisting that her quality of life was so bad she should be withdrawn from all medical treatment, withdrawn from all feeding, no feeding through the feeding tube. Just let her daughter lie in the bed and die. She even insisted on a do not resuscitate order. To Levi Page, CrimeOnline.com investigative reporter, isn't it true now nearly a dozen doctors are saying that's not what happened and that Mommy benefited from all the attention? As a matter of fact, Mommy posts the daughter's bucket list for her, quote, terminally ill daughter, and it goes viral. Levi?
You're correct, Nancy. And she actually started a blog when she was basically a baby and was blogging about all the fictitious illnesses that she had. And, you know, doctors became suspicious, and they really became suspicious after the child died when she took her older, at the time 11-year-old daughter to the doctor and said that she was having bone pain. And the doctors that treated Olivia said, wait a second, something is suspicious here. They contacted authorities and say, you need to look into Olivia's death because now she's bringing her older daughter into the doctor. That's when
my God. Wait, who contacted authorities, Levi?
The doctors.
Holy moly. Then she started up with a second daughter. That's just like what Bobby Brown said, that she kept referring to the other daughter's ailments. To Karen Smith, forensic expert, Bare Bones Consulting founder, you know, they exhumed little Olivia's body. It takes a lot to get an exhumation order. What does it mean to exhume a body?
Well, that's after a body has obviously had a gravesite. It's been buried, and they exhumed the coffin, the casket. It's a very delicate process. Now, I don't know whether little Olivia's body was embalmed. That's going to make a big difference. If she was, you can still do microscopy on the organs. You can still do some analysis of the brain, the liver, the kidneys, the spleen, all of the things that would be involved here. But unfortunately, the blood, any type of biological fluids are gone. They're flushed out. So there's nothing that can be tested that way. So what they're dealing with now is microscopic analysis, looking for any anomalies in the organs, looking for any cancer cells, anything that has been alleged by Kelly Turner to have been afflicted in Olivia. And they're not finding anything. They're finding nothing wrong with this little girl. And I'm just heartbroken for her, for Bobby Brown. Thank you for having such a large heart and for doing everything. And my apologies to you as well.
Well, we know that Mommy has been arrested at a hotel in Glendale, Colorado. We also know that Children's Hospital Colorado, where Olivia was treated, has declined to comment. Boy, I bet they have declined to comment because they got to figure out why their doctors and other doctors, not just theirs, went along with this thing. Jeff Cortese, former FBI. What do the cops need to do now to prove this case?
I would imagine much of the work has already been done at this point. To move toward this next phase of the investigation, I would imagine they've checked all their boxes, conducted all their interviews, collected all their records, and measured that against the timeline that the mother herself put online. So she's going to create a timeline and a backdrop to the information. So they'll be able to use a lot of that as a collective in conjunction with the exhumed body to put forth their investigation.
You know, to Sharon Lyko, Denver lawyer, very renowned. Guys, Sharon was talking about if this mom has Munchausen by proxy, which is basically you get typically your child super sick or pretend they're sick so you can get attention. she was discussing whether this would be a mental defect as a defense at trial. Listen to all the premeditation. In Mommy's GoFundMe campaign, she says the little girl, quote, doctors added a new diagnosis to her already long list. In addition to a tumor, developmental delays, seizures, autism, sensory processing disorder, focal cortical dysplasia, digestive issues, hydroencephalus, she goes on, her little girl now has, quote, neurogastrointestinal encephalomyopathy, also degenerative mitochondrial disorder that causes her little girl's entire body to shut down one system at a time, eventually leading to death. She writes, this is a story about a sweet little princess that everyone has grown to love, begging for money. Okay, what's the defense, Sharon Lyko?
Mental impairment, which is different from insanity. So I want to make that distinction, that it would be an impairment that clouded her ability to make decisions, and it goes to whether she could form the requisite intent, which was the intention to kill her child. That would be the defense. But back to the doctors, I'm really concerned that these doctors did nothing. I mean, why are they treating this girl when they don't find anything wrong with her? Why did they remove part of her small intestine to insert a feeding tube? There was a therapist that worked with her, and she was able to eat solid food, but yet the doctor removes the intestine. One doctor said, told the mother to stop giving the girl seizure medication. And she continued to give her seizure medication. Who prescribed it? What doctor signed off on a do not resuscitate order? What doctor signed off on putting this girl in hospice? I mean, these doctors, you know, they can't just live in some cocoon. They've got to use common sense. There was a witness that was interviewed by one of the TV stations. She didn't give her name. She was a mother who was going to Children's Hospital at the same time because her daughter was sick. She thought something was wrong with Kelly Turner, and she tried to take action. She contacted the authorities that she thought would help, and they did nothing. Yet these doctors turn a blind eye? I mean, why would they treat somebody just because the mother said this, that, and the other thing? They have to use their independent judgment. They are licensed professionals.
Beautifully and eloquently said, Sharon Lyko, a renowned Denver attorney, and now I know why you're renowned. Because the way you rattle that off convinces me there must be a thorough investigation of these doctors. Final word to Bobby Brown, who isn't just commenting or remarking on this. He is part of it, having opened up his heart and his life and his wallet to make this little girl's dreams come true, only to learn it was all a big fake, and now the little girl is dead.
And I will just say this, Nancy, that she was, you know, obviously, when I spent all my time with them was in 2013, and that's when she was really getting this, when Kelly was really getting this thing going. I guess I would just say that I would think that the doctors would realize that, you know, they did take that Hippocratic oath, and I just, for the life of me, I can't understand it, but just exactly what your previous guest just said, why? Why was they allowed to go? Were they allowed to go for, you know, over $500,000 GoFundMe pages? And I will say this about the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They are a phenomenal foundation. I've really supported them. I've done a lot of things, but I can't understand how they got bamboozled. I mean, they have a pretty good system. They've been doing this a long time, but that's how good she was. And it wasn't, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, that she did this out of greed, out of money, out of a financial scheme. I don't think it was the thrill of seeing her daughter sick with Munchausen. I think it was strictly a money thing, and I am not done yet, because I'm still working on that. I would like to speak to the father, who we don't hear about, but there's a lot more to go with this, but I would never impede with the law enforcement investigation, but I'll certainly share what I have.
Well, Bobby Brown, you're a better person than I am, because I don't care why she did it. She stood by the bed and watched her daughter die. In fact, ordered her daughter to die with a do not resuscitate order from mommy. And I will not stand by and be quiet while a murderer hides behind a fake ailment, claiming she had a mental defect. And that caused her to what? Cash those checks and live in that hotel and rip off nearly $1 million from various entities, break a lot of people's hearts, but most important, murder her own daughter. As far as I'm concerned, she can rot in hell, but I'll leave that up to the Lord. Right now, it's going to be in a jury's hands. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. We wait for justice to unfold. Goodbye, friend.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.